Snow fell softly on the giant Christmas tree as the St. Joseph's Foundation of Elliott Lake kicked off its Tree of Lights fundraiser this evening. The Lights campaign provides the community with an opportunity to honor and commemorate loved ones and is a major fundraiser for the hospital. Last year, the Tree of Lights campaign raised $27,000 and helped the hospital replace 54 hospital beds. This year's fundraising goal is $25,000 to purchase much-needed intensive care unit and emergency unit equipment, according to Foundation Chair Deborah Dubois. The official honorees this year are well-known community supporters Wendell Farquhar and Dan Dean, who both passed away over the last year. The setting for the evening saw carols sung by the Jewel and Gents Popular Choir and a choir of students from Lourdes and Fatima schools to entertain those attending the event. Donations made to the Tree of Lights as a way to honor lost loved ones or wish season's greetings and Merry Christmas to family and friends, said Dubois. Sister Diana of the Sisters of Josephs of Sault Ste. Marie thanked those attending and the community for their ongoing support of the hospital during its fundraisers that have benefited the hospital, including funds raised more recently to replace 54 hospital beds. Hospital CEO Jeremy Stevenson said the event shows what a community can do through its donations and support of the local hospital and the way it operates. Every dollar the community donates goes 100% to equipment that services the community, he said. We're one of the small communities that do that. With the lighting of the tree, those attending were offered hot chocolate to battle the cold weather. The chocolate was given outside by the tree due to continued pandemic restrictions inside the hospital. Lights can be purchased for $10 each or $25 for 3 lights. A tax-deductible receipt is available. Donations can also be made at the hospital, local banks and online at www.sjhfound.com.